think that I represent many of the people seated here in the office uncomfortably in this heat. I'm a small landowner and a small business owner from Long Lake. My name is John Hosley. And I'd like to say just a few things. I'd like to address in general most of the people who have spoken. And I'd like to say that those of you who speak for the rights of individuals speak for my side of the fence. I'd like to make it perfectly clear tonight, as Mr. Nixon would do if he was here, that the individual owns this property, which is being discussed so freely as a huge zoo, or whatever the case may be. In particular, I'd like to address my remarks to Long Lake. I was born and raised in this Adirondack Park, specifically in this rural hamlet up here. Now, somehow the agency, in all its greatness, saw fit to call the rural hamlet, that small part of Long Lake, which includes 12 of its businesses, and it left out 28 of them. Now, I don't know what the meaning of rural hamlet is, but my understanding from previous meetings was that the rural hamlets that we were talking about were to include the business communities. Less than 60 days ago, a representative of the park agency spoke at a meeting in Long Lake. For over 3 hours, he was asked and gave answers to questions from the members of the local community. But the one point that was asked about and discussed the most was the boundary of our rural hamlet. At the time, the man who spoke to us explained that the rural hamlet boundaries had not yet been drawn, but the date of publication of this map was prior to the date of that meeting. A lot's been said here this evening about mutual trust. I feel that this misleading advice was deliberate, and I also feel that the chairman here, who kindly explained some of the confusing parts after each speaker, means what he says, and maybe if he stays as chairman for a few years, what he says will in fact happen. But in the event we should get 4 inches of snow tonight, and on his way home his car should run into a tree, and somebody replaces him, they're not going to have his private feeling for this plan or our land. They're going to have a document which is going to be presented to the legislature of the state of New York. And there is no guarantee in that document as it's proposed, nor will there be a guarantee in the law unless this document is substantially changed, that in fact these points which he has made and made sound so real to all of us sitting here will in fact be promulgated. How does Mr. Hackett know, if it is not written in this plan, that he can rebuild his house? He brings up a point of existing and not existing shorelines. The town of Long Lake, the water goes up and down 10 feet. Some people have 8 acres of land in the middle of summer and 20 feet from the highway in the spring. Now, it's nice to sit up here and run a committee or an organization and explain to all the kind people who are the owners of this property how nice it's going to be if we buy this project. But I maintain, and I'm here to say, that I don't think it's going to be nice. I wore this garb tonight because I feel that the private land use plan, as currently proposed, is the first government-financed land grab since the Cherokees were asked to walk across the mountains. Firm belief that this entire private land plan is unconstitutional as seen from the individuals who own the land. Now, I realize that the governor of the state of New York, the chairman of the agency, and many of the speakers who were up here earlier this evening and this afternoon consider my land, my business, and your business a national resource. I consider my land my own. And if I want to sell it in quarter acres, half acres, 5 acres, 50 acres, or 500 acres. I have a constitutional right to do so if, in fact, I do not infringe upon the rights of my neighbor. I do not consider, for instance, the Sierra Club of California a neighbor of mine, although better organized than I am. Although better organized and much more wealthy than we in the local communities are, they do not represent us, nor do they represent our part of the country. I might mention that just a year ago, we had a boy lost who was never found over in Newcomb. So the Sierra Club sent us some people to help us find the boy. Well, we had a lot of natives out in the woods. They were out in the woods a long time. We had some special forces troops here from the Army. They were out in the woods a long time. The Sierra Club was here 24 hours. They couldn't take our rough land. They couldn't see any fixed landmarks. So they couldn't walk through it. So why should they determine whether we have a right to buy or sell property or develop a business? My last statement, the only thing I'd like to say is that in the event this plan, as it now stands, is enacted into law without any substantial changes from its present format, I would like, as soon as possible after the decision is made, to make this plan law. I would like to be notified by the agency where the reservation is located that you and I are going to be sent to.
Network. It's that focus on her.